But Ash, well done. That was a frantic qualifying session here at Brands Hatch. Now that the hybrid's playing its part, you had, I think, a second of hybrid and still did what you did. Sorry, 3 seconds of hybrid, your pardon, and still did what you did. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we were just laughing and joking. We were nearly out in Q1. We're on the cusp. We're P6. And I'll be honest with you, it's the first time we put a tyre on the car today. Wasn't quite where I wanted it. We had a very, very good car in FP1. I was so pleased with the balance. FP2 didn't put a tyre on, sort of just believed in what we had. And then, yeah, Q1 threw a tyre on. I was like, oh, I'm having to overdrive now. And then we made a small setup change in between. Yeah. And it just made my life easier to be able to put a cleaner lap together. So, yeah, to then be P3, P4 in Q2, and then, yeah, ended up P4 overall. I'm pleased that we've got a good pace in the car.
I suspect that Alan Gow enjoyed that session because the changes are doing exactly what he wanted for the fans, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to end up balder quicker than I planned because of Alan Gow. Let's just be honest about that. But ultimately, I think, look at Colin, he's on the front row, fair play. It's their type of track. Conditions are hot. The BMs should be quick. But you look at Jake and Tom, struggling, not quite able to get to where we did in Q3. Just shows the rules are working. I mean, I'll be honest with you, that was just, the car rolled out absolutely on rails. So if we didn't have that this morning, I would have been back with them as well.
Great session, well done.
Cheers, thank you.